In the Gospel, Father just now sang the words of our Lord. Thou hast hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, and revealed them to little ones. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, children, you see we suspend our Lenten sorrow, and we put on joyful vestments and have incense and a regular Mass and a happy Mass. It's a feast day, not just any feast day, but the feast day of an apostle, and not just any apostle. He's the little apostle, in a way, just as little as you little ones who are sort of hunkering down now to get through the sermon somehow. He was the littlest, and he was the last, and he was the least of the 12 apostles. He was sort of a Franciscan apostle in that sense, because remember, St. Francis wanted his followers to be just that, to be the least. So he called them the minor, or the least of the brethren, the minor brothers. And his name is St. Matthias. After the ascension of our Lord into heaven, before the Holy Ghost came at Pentecost, St. Peter was counting the apostles, and he realized there were supposed to be 12, only there were 11, because Judas, who was a very talented man and a sort of a natural leader, had betrayed our Lord to the Jews, sold him for 30 pieces of silver, and then when he realized how wicked he had been, he fell into the mortal sin of despair, and he went off and he hung himself, and that was the end of Judas. But St. Peter said, our Lord had 12 apostles, and we must be 12, so what are we going to do? We must choose another. And this, the way he got chosen, that's another way that St. Matthias is the Franciscan apostle, because he was chosen by what's called casting lots. That's how he got chosen. I'll talk about casting lots in a minute. Saint Clement of Alexandria, who tells us interesting things about the apostles, and it's a good thing he wrote them down because sometimes we wouldn't know anything else. Saint Clement says that our Lord chose Matthias to be one of his 72 disciples who stayed with our Lord all 3 years of his public life. He was one of the disciples, not for what he was, but for what he would be. And isn't that you and me? We haven't done too much so far, but who knows what we could still be by God's grace. So, St. Peter says, right, we're going to draw straws. That's what casting lots is, in a way. Or maybe they were throwing dice, I'm not sure. But it was a form of gambling. We're going to draw straws, and whoever gets the long straw, he gets to be the 12th apostle. And he says to the apostles, well, I've chosen two that you can vote on, you can draw straws on. The first of these is Joseph Barsabbas was his name. And his nickname was the Just One. And he's mentioned first. He was a likely candidate. And then just because you have to have two if you have a choice, as a last-minute thing, he put in Matthias. They didn't think too much of Matthias. Matthias didn't even have a nickname. And if you were an apostle, children, without a nickname, that was a very sad thing indeed. All of the important apostles had at least one nickname, if not two. Well, he was chosen by the Holy Ghost. He got the long straw out of the hat, probably a mitre or something. And he got the long straw, and right away after Pentecost, he went off to preach the gospel, and he was never seen again. He went up to the biggest lake in the world, which is called the Caspian Sea, and that borders on Russia and Ukraine and Turkey. Well, if you follow the headlines, you know those are trouble spots, and they were 2,000 years ago too, and the people that were there were very savage, and they mistreated St. Matthias, and they probably crucified him to death, and that's how he died as a martyr. We have his feast day today, only he's not listed with the other apostles and the canon of the Mass. He has to wait till after the consecration to get listed, and he's listed with honorary apostles like St. Barnabas, and really he's overshadowed by St. Paul, who was the super apostle of all time. So what's the greatness of today's saint? Why are we keeping his feast day? He's the Franciscan saint. He's humble, and he's mortified, and he's little in the least. He used to like to preach and tell people, and St. Clement wrote this down, so that's how we know it. He said it, that we must subdue the body by mortification, subjecting it to the spirit of Jesus crucified. And that's what we do in Lent, don't we? We subdue the body by offering things up and making sacrifices. That's what mortification means, children. So we can subject the body, which otherwise has a mind of its own, to the spirit of Jesus on the cross, Jesus crucified. Mortification and being happy and not minding at all, being the littlest and the least. Now, yesterday, Father Lectoranda was telling me about the book that he's reading during Lent and how he learned something interesting from that book. Are any of you reading a book during Lent? I doubt it, right? I mean, why would you read a book unless you really had to? But just a few years ago, if I remembered, every Lent I would say, right, everyone has to read a book and do a book report for the bishop during Lent. And then I got distracted and I forgot about that. But sometimes I think, oh, we should go back to doing that again. Well, I'm not going to make Father Lectoranda do a book report, but I'm sure if he did one, it would be a very nice book report. And he's reading a book about our Lenten saint, Saint Francis, which would be a profitable thing for you to do too, I'm sure. And in the book, he learned that one of the times that Saint Francis got converted, he got converted like us several times in his life, which is why we should love him very much. One of the times he got converted, it was on the feast day of Saint Matthias, the apostle, and he was in the little Benedictine chapel, and there was a monk that was saying the Mass, and at that time the Benedictines had a different gospel for today's feast day, and it was a gospel about preaching the gospel and going out and being very poor, and our Lord said, well, don't take any money with you, and don't take your checkbook, and don't wear shoes, and don't have a belt, and don't have a walking staff. In other words, just bare bones, very, very poor. That's how I want you to go all the way up to the Caspian Sea and preach the gospel and work miracles and convert people and save souls. And so Saint Francis thought that's what he heard. He knew some Latin. And after Mass, he got talking to the monk. And he said, excuse me, Father, could you tell me about the gospel? And the monk explained it to him. And that's how he got the idea, some say, that the Franciscans should wear just a robe and that they should go barefoot and be very, very poor indeed. And so he got rid of his belt. He was wearing a belt until then. He used a rope instead, and he gave away his shoes, no leather for him, and tried to be just as poor as possible, just as our Lord said in that gospel that he heard on the feast of St. Matthias. Then later on, when our Lord sent him some followers, then he thought, I had better write down a rule that everyone can follow the same rule. Because you have to know what the rules are. Like we have rules at school. Well, monks and religious, they have rules too. So that's when he went to see the old parish priest. And he asked the parish priest to cast lots on the missal. Remember, I explained that to you? Casting lots on the missal means that this is what they would do in the Middle Ages. You opened up the prayer book, and wherever you opened it, and you didn't look at your eyes closed, you went like this, and you found a sentence from the gospel. And that was your word from our Lord. And the priest did it at the behest of St. Francis three times, and he came up with exactly what he had in the gospel that he had already heard from the Benedictine Father on St. Matthias Day, about being poor and following our Lord, and about being humble and all of the rest. St. Francis got converted more than once. And thank God we have a good chance this Lent. Shall we get converted? How could we get converted? Well, I think it would probably be a nice thing to be converted to reading books, children. Catholics need to love to read good, holy books. And it would be a nice thing not to worry too much about property and clothes and things like that. That would be a way to be converted. But most of all, be like St. Matthias, be like St. Francis. Don't mind if you're the last in line and somebody else goes in front of you. And don't mind if someone else gets all of the praise and nobody says boo to you. Just be very humble. Because that's how you can follow Jesus crucified. I mean, now that you've gotten yourself converted, God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.